You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men.
You're a-
Welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. So Juice Chicago is trying to wrap his brain around something. We'll get into that in a second. He's like, what? You don't know what just happened. Trust me, guys. The things that I've seen, you don't want to know. What we've just gone through.
No, you don't.
Guys, this is a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. So it's a spillover, movie news, all the stuff we couldn't fit in episode 199 with Amy Drew Thompson. We talked so much that we could barely get into anything. So it's me and Drew Sikogra and Drew.
What up, bro? Yeah. Remember, Chris, when you stare into the abyss stares back.
Ooh, that abyss is a scary... Don't do that. Guys, don't do it. Don't do it. We got a lot of movie news to talk about, so we're just going to jump right into it. Drew, I just told you right before I hit record, just to blow your mind real quick, James Cameron, he's hitting us with Avatars 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, however many. He, for some reason, he wants to make Avatar movies for the rest of his life. He's James Cameron. As far as I'm concerned, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
I mean, he's earned that right.
If you guys don't like the Avatar movies, I don't even like Avatar all that much.
Yeah, I mean,
outside of the technical spectacle of it, I'll just go back and watch Terminator, man.
Over and over.
The original, over and over, solo budget, so grimy and cool. No, he finally found the hook. If he can make it happen, how could he make it happen? It could. I mean, technology is exponential.
Expensive.
Avatar 2D. Avatar 2 in 3D, but 3D without the glasses. Like, glasses free 3D. You just walk into the movie, sit down, and it's in 3D in front of you. It just pops out of the screen, man.
Yeah. I mean, with current technology at your local theater.
Yeah, it would have to be ubiquitous, which would be so expensive.
That's what I'm...
Avatar 2, at least give him... He would try to get 100 theaters. That would cover New York, a few in New York and L.A., Chicago. Somewhere in Florida, that would get either Miami or Tampa or Orlando in that order.
I guarantee you they would throw it in Orlando and Disney would fucking float the bill.
Disney! Disney! What's up, guys? For once, the evil empire comes through!
You know Disney would fucking hop on that shit.
They do. They have to. They have to deal with Animal Kingdom. Because they're opening up the whole Pandora thing, and they're gonna have the floating mountains. It's gonna be crazy. The bioluminescent forest and all that shit. Yeah, they can. Oh man, they would float for 100 theaters. That's it. Definitely one here in Orlando. It'd be at what's it called? It's not Downtown Disney anymore.
No, it's
Disney Springs.
I don't even remember.
They got that.
It's changed so many names.
They got that restaurant there now. That's Indiana Jones spinoff restaurant.
Oh yeah, that yeah.
But it's like it's that guy who flies the airplane. In the first movie, in the first scene, and they never see him again.
Uh-huh.
And they built a restaurant around that guy.
Yes.
And people are like, it's in it. Anyway, amazing. They're so geniuses, marketing geniuses. How do we get some of that genius juice?
What do you, Chris?
Have you been listening to our past episodes? We are...
No.
We can be prophetic sometimes.
We can be. We are. Crespodamus has spoken many times.
We know what's going on.
Yes, we do.
We just don't have the money to do any of our ideas.
That's so true. We're so we're ahead of the eight ball. We're ahead of it.
By like hundreds of millions of dollars.
But then it runs us over because we only got the money to like stop it from running us over because it's got the momentum of monies.
Uh-huh.
The momentum of monies.
Yes.
Anyway, James Cameron has the momentum of money.
Does he ever?
As well as genius. And he wants to give us a glasses list 3D with his Avatar movies.
Like I said, the only way with my knowledge of current technology...
Yeah. What's your knowledge of current technology?
It would have to be some sort of light projection thing, you know?
Yes.
Where they would be on the side, you know, and that would... What would make the 3D?
Waterfall screens.
That doesn't work though.
No, it doesn't.
So I mean,
sorry, Universal Studios. I love your
rides.
It's
gonna be man. Maybe he's got to know something we don't.
Of course he does. He's just he knows so many. He's forgotten so many things that we'll never know.
He knows something we don't.
Ah, so jelly sometimes.
He's on a different level. All right, motherfucker.
Moving on. Here we go. This is a horrible news. WB DC. Mm-hmm. First off, they're being bought up by AT&T. Another giant conglomerate is buying another giant conglomerate. Imagine that now.
Hang on.
AT&T will own DC and Warner Brothers.
Warner
Brothers owns DC. But AT&T is buying Comcast.
Verizon.
Who's AT&T buying? AOL. No, who are they buying? Time Warner. Who are they buying? They're buying someone.
I don't know.
I forgot. I wasn't.
It's got to be, yeah. It's not Warner Brothers. It's Time Warner.
I'm all mixed up here. Yeah, does Time Warner own them?
Really? Ma Bell, eh?
So, Ma Bell? Yeah, dude, it took 100 years for them to come back together. It's crazy. There's a chart out there. There is a chart that shows it all coming back together. It's amazing and horrifying all at once. That's some real world shit.
Yeah, well, you know, that the power of politics, man. One president was like, you guys are fucking assholes. No! Well, and then... throughout the rest of the history.
He got so passionate with them.
Those people were just like, fuck you, buddy. We're taking it back.
They took it back. It's incredible. Oh, yeah. You can find that chart online. It's kind of mind-blowing. So those people who did all that, they don't care about now. They're a tiny little itty-bitty...
No, they care not.
Like prestige
movie
division Warner Brothers, right?
No.
They don't give a fuck. They're off making a weapon system and all that shit.
Yes.
So they don't give a shit that The Flash... The movie Flash, just lost its director. The guy who was who made Dope,
mm-hmm.
Rick Famuyiwa.
So what? They're just like, get another director. Keep going.
Creative differences. He dropped out,
which
is a bit of a bummer. Warner Brothers are not having a good time with their movies. We'll see if Wonder Woman's any good next year. It's got like a pretty good trailer.
But they
just lost their director. This movie was supposed to start shooting in March, so they have until March to find a new director, I believe. Something like that.
DC, man, they are not doing this thing right.
No,
like, at all.
Which we've been saying for a while. Want them to do it right. We've been...
Oh, God, do I have some of their characters? I mean, yes. But,
I want these movies to be good. I like Man of Steel. Man of Steel is their one pre-DCEU movie, though.
Yeah.
Everything else has been trying to fit into this thing, and...
Yeah, it doesn't.
Tom Hardy. He's been wanting to make an Al Capone movie for a while.
Oh,
you heard about him? He just got his chance. Al Capone, in the very final year of his life, when he got let out of prison because he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And the syphilis was eating away at his brain.
Yeah, man, that was poor Ben.
And so he went through dementia, and his last year died. So from the age of 48 to 49, Tom Hardy is going to play that, directed by Josh Trank, the guy who did Chronicle. Yeah. Great. And then Fantastic Four. Oh, man.
Yeah,
So he is making an Al Capone in his last year dying movie. And so the whole thing is he has dementia... as he's going crazy there in his death spiral, he's remembering the past and you know, crazy memories and shit. So we'll see Al Capone at points of his life all played by Tom Hardy. And you know he's going to do
Tom
a lot of
around
kill
it.
He's going to be like... He does
he's going to kill it.
He does a lot of mumbling. J.J. Abrams. This guy. One of these dudes who I definitely appreciate him and like admire him more than I actually like his movies and his TV shows and stuff, you know. But I do like some of his stuff. He has that division of Bad Robot where it's their low budget division. They make movies between $5 and $10 million, and he has like an agreement with whoever Sony or whoever it is that
to take them.
Yeah, if I have a script and the budget, if I have a movie and it's between $5 and $10 million, you give me the money, I'm making it. 10 Cloverfield Lane was one of these movies that was started life as something else, and then they turned it into this Cloverfield umbrella universe anthology type thing, Twilight Zone. We've talked about that many times in the show. That same division, that film division of Bad Robot, they've been making this movie called God Particle for a while, a science fiction film. I'm actually going to pull this one up here because it's an interesting sort of setup. Here we go. Where is this? This is all according to the rap movie. Stars David Oyelowo, Zhang Ziyi, who's the young chick in Hero. And she is also in Rush Hour 3. She's been in a bunch of stuff. Daniel Brühl, who was in Rush, and he was just in Captain America Civil War. Chris O'Dowd, the Irish fella. I think he's Irish. He's the like the Irish cop in Bridesmaids, the tall fellow.
Oh, okay.
That guy, he's going to be, what TV show he's doing? Ah, he's just doing a TV. He's about to do a TV show that's based on a movie. Anyway, this movie has been in the works since 2012. It's finally set for release February 24, 2017. So this is next February. And where's the stupid wait, no, that's not what it is. Here we go. Nope, that's not what it is. Here we go. It's a start as it's okay. I should have read this earlier. Sorry guys, I'm not gonna cut that out.
Alright, go.
You see, Drew, that's a
just go.
You could have come in with something. Go.
I got nothing. Right.
You have nothing. It started as a spec script called The Cellar. All right. And the low budget division bought it at that point. It's about a team of American astronauts on a space station who make a discovery that, quote, challenges all they know about the fabric of reality, even as they desperately fight for their survival, end quote.
Sweet.
That's God Particle.
A dig.
Apparently, God Particle is going to be renamed into Cloverfield, whatever. It's the next Cloverfield movie. It'll have Cloverfield in the title. It started as the sci-fi movie, and they're like, nope, we found a way to make this work as our Cloverfield Twilight Zone anthology type thing.
Cool.
And that comes out in February.
Yeah.
David Oyelowo, man. That's a Martin Luther King Jr.
So there's going to be at least one shot of some weird alien thing, right?
Yes. Something.
That's the way it works. It's like, oh yeah, it's this kind of movie, and oh shit, there's an alien.
Well, I guess when this movie comes out, then we'll definitely have an idea. After three movies, we'll definitely have a for sure idea of what a, quote, Cloverfield movie is supposed to be. Just like, I think now we know what a Black Mirror episode is.
Yeah,
when you hear Black Mirror, like, oh, I'm expecting either a thriller or horror based on technology, like not too far in the future technology stuff.
There's going to be a little bit of tongue-in-cheek humor, but for the most part, it's going to be fucking serious.
But it's going to get crazy at some point. Yeah, it's like, I'm expecting something like that. After we finally see this this movie, which is set in outer space, as we just said, we'll finally find out what a, quote, Cloverfield movie really is.
I just think it's, like I said, it's this genre-type film that is set in the Cloverfield universe.
Yes, exactly. But, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, the first one was, you know, a POV chase movie. The second one is a thriller.
But both can be classified as sci-fi thrillers.
Strictly because there's an alien involved. At one point in time.
And because, the first one's, is it a alien or a monster? They sort of, I guess it's the allude to it being an alien at the end with something crashing into the water. That's true. Will there be an alien in the third one? Is the alien, or aliens just, we'll see. Good call, Drew. Good call. Sean Levy, do you have your phone?
No, it's charging.
Okay,
sorry.
That's fine. Sean Levy is the director of such fantastic films as Real Steel.
Oh, okay.
It's actually my favorite. Actually, the only movie of his that I like. Mm-hmm. His other movies are not very good, I gotta say. He makes very, like, ham-fisted, middle-of-the-road movies. And he's actually making the Uncharted film.
Huh.
Which a lot of people have been waiting for an Uncharted movie for years. Online, like, I keep seeing it popping up. People are so... And I don't play that game.
It's easy.
But I know all about it, though, because the nerds are super into it.
Like I said, just think Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly. That's the
Uncharted series.
That is what I keep seeing. And also for years, the dream casting for a lot of people has been this fella Nathan Fillion. He's from the fake Han Solo on Serenity and Firefly.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That Canadian fellow. That charming Canadian fellow.
I see why, because they call him the, if they call him the fake Han Solo, then he's just doing, you know, the Indiana Jones thing anyway.
He's just doing smarm. Yeah. I'm so likable. You know, Chris Pratt's good at that, but Chris Pratt still does it, I think, even more softer, likable way.
And I seriously, to this day, I cannot believe they have not made a goddamn Indiana Jones movie with that man yet.
Maybe the next one. They're still, it's in development.
I don't understand.
There's that rumor that they're going to do it's a story that plays out concurrently, an old Indiana Jones year and young Indiana Jones. So they'll have two. It's kind of like how they did the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles with what's his name, River Phoenix. He was Indiana Jones.
I mean, I'm just saying that first Star-Lord scene is fucking straight out of an Indiana Jones movie.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's James Gunn was going for 100%. So we'll see if Sean Levy can bring any of that. I mean, he's not a very inspiring director for action, but then again, he has made many very successful films.
Well. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a piece of crap that makes money. There are lots of those.
His filmography is littered with those. Brian Fuller, TV. He's the guy who did Hannibal.
Okay.
And he is currently working on American Gods
for
Stars,
yes.
I believe. And he has been working on it for like the last a little while, maybe a year or so. Star Trek : Discovery, which is the new CBS Star Trek show.
Oh, okay.
But it's not going to be on CBS TV. It's on CBS All Access, which is their
online nonsense.
Their online shit.
Okay.
He is stepping down as the showrunner. Now he's just the quote executive producer because apparently he's bitten off a little more than he can chew, and the CBS people are like you're working way too hard on American Gods. He's also working on a second show, and you're like you have to like. You can't run three shows at once. That's where, so they handed reins over to someone else.
Okay.
But I found it interesting that's going to be on that CBS All Access.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't even know that there was a new Star Trek show. So I'm that's two pieces of information.
That's a lot going on. There's a new Star Trek show.
What?
It's on CBS All Access.
Excuse me?
It's run by the dude who did Hannibal.
Not anymore.
But not anymore. I guess maybe we should have done it in a different order. Anyway, Peter Jackson.
Okay.
He's working on his next movie. I'd like to show you. This is kind of a cool picture that they have up. He's working on a movie based on a series of books because everyone's doing the goddamn write the books.
I mean, it's not like he's done that before or anything.
Right. For years and years. Check this out. Sort of. It's those are like roving cities and buildings that are on wheels and they're moving through.
Desert thing.
There's a series of books called Mortal Engines, and apparently it's a quote. It's a sort of obviously
dystopian future,
dystopian blah, blah, blah. Young adult dystopian future type thing, but from the early 2000s. So the books do predate the Harry Potter, Hunger Games, young adult movie explosion. Yeah. To be fair, and this setup is actually kind of interesting, in which. These cities are all, every city in the world is destroyed, every city is mobile, and they're all moving around and like fighting for territory and shit, and then just throwing a bunch of tropes and all that stuff. That's what Peter Jackson's, he's been making Hobbit movies for how long?
He pretty much ran the Tolkien well dry.
At this point.
I don't think there's anything left in the well.
No one's doing nothing Tolkien.
Probably for a very, very long time.
Like that, yes. That keg is tapped. He's moved on. We've all moved on. You know what's not moving on or who aren't moving on? The current iteration of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies.
Ugh. Damn it.
We are being spared a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 in that universe. Those designs that we all hate so much, those turtle designs, gone.
Okay, so what? Reboot?
Yes. Reboot is in order. Expect it to take a little while. Who knows? Drew, I wouldn't expect if their next reboot is animated. Because the animated TV show on Nickelodeon is killing it.
They should just do... You know what?
They may even do just an animated version of the TV show.
I was just about to say, they should
movie
just...
version.
They should just do a movie version of the TV show. Cut your losses. There's already a base.
But at this point, they're going to have to...
make it a kid's movie. It'll make its fucking money back.
They do have to kind of keep their distance. That's the thing. Nickelodeon has, like, pretty good rights stranglehold on the thing. Yeah. And for whatever reason, they hooked up with Platinum Dunes. Platinum Dunes somehow...
Michael Bay.
Like, yeah, it's Michael Bay. But why would Nickelodeon hook up with Michael Bay?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
And it's Platinum Dunes. Platinum Dunes is their division that makes, like, the Texas Chainsaw remakes and shit like
that.
Their filmography is hardcore.
I mean... you know, it's probably because of the success with Transformers.
That's why they were blinded by the money. They're like, somehow Michael Bay knows something about movies, translating the kids stuff into big bucks.
Yeah,
and it's not like he was directing them. The first Teenage Mutant Turtles was directed by the guy who directed the first Texas Chainsaw remake.
Because it was Platinum Dunes.
That made no fucking sense, but because it was Platinum Dunes, they gave it to that fucking dude. And the movie sucked. And then they had to continue on his all those designs from that creative team, but gave it to an all-new creative team, which was led by a director who did the Earth's Echo, which is like an okay remake of the E.T., right? And then it wasn't very good. It was stupid.
It was bad.
And people are like, oh, but it's for kids. But it's like, kids deserve better than this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are you...
Kids.
People who say that are people who give their kids bologna sandwiches for lunch, school. Screw you, bologna sandwich eaters.
Apparently, kids get better than that. I mean, there are cartoons that I've been told that I need to watch as an adult.
We're supposed to get on this Gravity Falls.
I actually... You know what? A couple nights ago, it was on late night TV.
You stumbled on it?
I watched a couple episodes.
And...
Oh man! I'm trying to remember this properly, but Neil deGrasse Tyson was definitely a voice,
of course,
in one of them.
He does everything. Actually, Neil deGrasse Tyson in movies is not a good sign because he was in Batman vs Superman. He was in the Independence Day Resurgence, and he was in something else. Oh, Zoolander 2.
Yeah, but no, the Gravity Falls was actually it was good. It's like
that's what I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
And,
it's like Twin Peaks for kids.
That's what I want. I want Twin Peaks for
it
break.
Is. No, actually, it really is like Twin Peaks for kids.
That's what I want. I really want Twin Peaks for anything.
It's Twin Peaks for kids.
Atlanta's Twin Peaks for black people, according to Danny Glover. Or that's what he's sort of striving for anyway.
Yeah, I'm calling it Gravity Falls Twin Peaks for kids.
All right, well, I'm going to have to get on that. Tom Cruise. He has lined up another movie because that's what he does.
Exactly.
And it's a Methuselah movie.
Okay.
Do you know Methuselah is Drew?
Greek god? Greek legend of some sort?
Ooh, Judaic.
Judaic.
We're talking about the Talmud. The old school books. We're talking about the first four books of the Bible. It's like the first four Black Sabbath albums.
Okay.
You know, it's like the first four Steven Seagal movies. It's like this is where all the fire happens and all the shit and all the good stuff. I hit the table. What the fuck?
Tell me Methuselah, Chris.
Methuselah is the world's oldest man, according to the Bible. He's the one who lived like 1,000 years old or whatever. Yeah, that's what he's known as. And Tom Cruise is going to play Methuselah. So imagine a movie that's like spans 1,000 years about him learning how to live and survive for that long. All the shit he learns over the course of time. It's like imagine Tom Cruise learning all his Tom Cruiseisms over 1,000 years. And then by the end, it's like, oh, it's Jack Reacher.
Yeah. Cool.
But he's older than he does. Of old age?
I don't know how that works.
Does he just kill himself? You can't do that. So, you down for Tom Cruise, Judaic hero, Methuselah?
Sure. Tom Cruise is... wait a minute.
You don't sound too convinced.
What do the Scientologists have to say about that?
That's what I was thinking. Right?
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Or is Tom Cruise just thinking, I'm doing a fantasy movie?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Scientology, they know it's bullshit, Scientologists, right?
The amount of money that Tom Cruise pumps into that thing, I don't think he does know it's fake.
No, they all believe in the money. They all believe in the money and the success that it's given the handful of them. Apparently, the numbers are very low, like 50,000 people. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. We're going to do an episode about what were we talking about earlier? Was that something else? Or did we? Anyway.
I don't know.
I can't remember either. It's been so long.
We've talked about Chris, you blew my mind like four times since then.
We've been here for days. Okay, this is a double story. We're going to end with this double story. Okay, first off, I'll just put that down.
How's it a double story?
Because it's it's two movies in one. Deadpool 2. Okay. We have Ryan Reynolds, who was like the producer and a star and really made that motherfucker happen.
Yeah, and oh man, I'm sure, God, he made so much money on the back end of that movie.
He did. He was all about back end. That thing cost $60 million to make. He even put some of his own money into like some aspects of marketing and whatever. And it made about a little over $700 million worldwide. Man. Which is fucking ridiculous. That's insane.
Pow!
That's for you, Drew. Ugh. You miss these guys. These guys miss you.
The Nazis.
They're not, why do you say that?
Because they are.
It just says, it says supporters.
They're Nazis. We've been over this, Chris.
And then there's the director, Tim Miller. Mm-hmm. Tim Miller is a guy who did a who's behind Blur Studios. It's an animation house, okay. And they do a lot of work for a lot of cutscenes for video game movies. Mm-hmm. And like you've seen a lot of their work,
I'm sure I have.
In Arkham Asylum and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And a delicious double IPA. It's a DIPA.
It's a dipper.
It means go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. You're gonna hurt tomorrow. And this fella, Tim Miller, it was his first. Remember the little like minute and a half long animated thing that quote leaked onto the internet that Ryan Reynolds supposedly put out there? Mm-hmm. Tim Miller was like the one who helped put all that shit together, right? Okay. And his people animated that shit for him. And he's the director of the movie. And due to creative differences a couple weeks ago, he dropped out.
Oh.
And there's a lot of rumors about what happened. There was one rumor that apparently he wanted a bigger budget. Then Ryan Reynolds, Arnold was one like, we wanted to still keep the budget kind of low. And he was like, no, we should go a little bigger. And that's one rumor, but then some people are denying that shit. So, you know, take it for whatever it is. You know, that could be all goddamn bullshit anyway. Yeah. And the other, quote, creative difference rumor is that he wanted this dude, Kyle Chandler, for Cable. Because everyone knows that Cable is bringing him in. I mean, Deadpool said it at the end of the first movie. Anyway. In a very Ferris Bueller as well. Anyway. And you know Kyle Chandler, he's Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
And he's sort of like a fake Ron Livingston type of fella, sort of like a weathered Ron Livingston. So supposedly he wanted Kyle Chandler, and Ron Reynolds was like, no, I forgot who you wanted. He wanted someone else. They couldn't decide on that. That's another rumor. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he's gone. He is going back to his. This is how it involves two stories, two movies. I'm just mashing stories together. He's going back to the video game world.
Uh-huh.
Okay? This is how this all crosses over. He's going back to video games by producing the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Oh, Drew's making that face.
What the fuck?
Yes, that's right, Drew. The Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Pontificate on that one. We've all played, well, not we've all, but people in our age bracket, sort of that crossover millennial Gen X demographic, has played a lot of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I think it would work better as a TV show.
I wasn't even that into the TV show. Did you watch the TV show?
I don't think so.
When was that, in the 90s?
But I'm sure.
Mid-90s?
Sure it would work better. I really don't give a fuck about a 90-minute Sonic the Hedgehog.
Like, how could they make that interesting? It's not like Sonic was ever an interesting character. The cool thing about the game was how fast it was.
Exactly.
In a game of 8-bit, 16-bit games, it was like
super. Yeah, it was bonkers fast.
Yeah, it's lightning fast. It's still pretty fast.
I mean, all the game is you get rings. You knock tiny animals out of robotic suits.
It's fairly linear. You're going from left to right.
Yeah, and you,
and then up to down.
Take out the evil guy at the end. That's it.
It's pretty, and then you do it like a dozen times, two dozen times.
Yeah, and then there's one where you do it with a fox with a couple tails, and then there's a badger.
There's the fox's
tails.
The badger is
knuckles,
and then the knuckles game has the thing where you can put other Sonic games in the top of knuckles.
If you say so,
dude. I have it up. I have it upset. I have it.
I never had a Sega Genesis.
I have it. We could do this tonight. I have Sonic and Knuckles. You put that in the Sega Genesis, and then you flip open the top, and it's another cartridge like receptor thing. And then you take I have Sonic the Hedgehog 2. You put that in the top.
And you can play as Knuckles.
And you can play as Knuckles in Sonic the Hedgehog 2. That shit blew my fucking mind when I was 12. It blew my mind. Now it's like, oh, that's cool. Good for them.
Exactly.
Good for them. It's a Game Shark technology. I had that Game Shark, yeah.
Dude, Game Shark was awesome.
Game Shark was awesome. If you don't know about Game Shark, oh man, you're a kid.
You were basically just...
Thanks for listening.
You were just basically just exploiting the video game. Yeah. It's like, okay, all the code. So here, all the code is here. Yeah. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh man, so much fun.
It was like the original, like, you know, kids these days, they do modding on video games. So you can do it for Fallout, you can do it for Skyrim.
On like computers though, right?
I guess you can do it on consoles. They're on consoles now too.
Yeah, sure. It's just computers.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was like the original.
That's funny. Yeah, it is.
I remember the Game Shark. My buddy had a Game Shark and I was so jealous. Like, man, there's this one level that I just can't beat.
For what?
For what system? Super Nintendo.
They didn't have
Game Genie, my bad. Game Genie,
true. Have you been saying the wrong thing the whole time?
Yes, I have. I've been thinking of the wrong thing.
Game Genie. Same thing, though.
Game Shark. Game Genie, same thing.
Yeah. Anyway, whoa, off topic. Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Yeah, I'm not interested.
What the fuck? I do not care at all.
So, I don't know. I feel like...
Dude, go back to the Deadpool movie.
No. I feel like that's fine. You know why I think that's fine? Because now we're going back to the other story. Like I said, I mashed up all the stories. No. This is how we're ending the show. And we're getting out of here. Because we're at half an hour. And I'm hungry, man. I'm going to make some pork chops and some mashed potatoes. I'll whip them up really good. I got some sour cream. Some butter.
No one can see your hand stuff.
This is for you, man. I'm doing all this for you. This is for your benefit. They can't see the hands.
No.
You guys can see it. I'm talking with my hands. I don't even realize it. Drew's wearing a shirt that says college. Go fuck yourself. Deadpool 2. They found a director. You know who the director is? It's the guy who is not making John Wick 2. John Wick was two guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy is doing Deadpool 2.
Cool.
Yeah.
Totally cool.
I think so. We got a John Wick 2. And
a Deadpool 2.
And a very John Wick-influenced Deadpool 2 with, like, you know, Ryan Reynolds still at the helm.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
He gives the Cogburn seal of approval.
Yeah, he gives a thumbs up. People can't see the thumbs up, Drew.
I know.
But we both did it. Yep. And that's totally like an Ebert. that's a copywritten. So we didn't do it.
Didn't do what?
Exactly. You remember that. Where can people find you online, Drew?
At Antihero 419 all over the internet.
Hit me up on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. The show is at Crespo Diso. Facebook, Cinema Crespo Diso. Instagram is all that shit. Email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. We'll send you stickers. Send us write your mailing address.
Take them all. And please, the thing, take our stickers.
We'll send you.
Dear God, take the stickers.
We have the original, my logo. The original logo was just my face, right? But I got the short hair.
Yes. That's because you had short hair.
Because I had short hair. I don't know if I'll ever go back to short hair. I don't know, man. It's going to get shorter and longer in different lengths, but I don't know if I ever get back to that length. Because I don't know. That's like for lamos. And,
hey, fuck you, bro.
No. I mean, no, you're cool. Looks good on you. And we got the Knuckles logo with the what's it? The cyan magenta. That's what I was trying to say.
Yes.
I
didn't
want
to say pink and blue.
Pink
Chris.
And blue. The Miami Vice colors. And then we got our sweet brand new business card / stickers, which are so cool. We'll send them to you. They are dope. And all you gotta do is email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. We'll put them in the mail for free, and we'll even send them some extra stickers as well because.
We have them.
Because we have them. We don't need them.
No.
We have a shit ton of them.
Got a bunch.
So we'll give them to you. Please. We beg. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're out of here. Thanks very much. We appreciate it. We'll be back with episode 200, guys.
It's going to be a doozy.
It's going to be a good one. I confirmed the guest. This person has been here. I even checked real quick.
It's been over a year.
You want to know when this person was last on? I even wrote it down. I didn't write it down. This guy hasn't been on.
I wrote it down. Wait a minute. I didn't write it down.
I wrote it down somewhere else. Here. This guy hasn't been on in over 80 episodes. What is that?
Wow. That's almost 2 years.
He was one. I'll give people a hint. They can troll. I won't confirm, so don't bother asking. No one ever asks. He was one of the few guests we had. In the studio over by Paco's in Four Rivers.
Yeah.
One of the few guests we had there.
He was, yeah. He was.
Yeah, yep. So, all right, guys. We are out of here. 200 coming. You're going to love it. Peace out.